Technically, you cannot fill a bucket with steam, because steam is a gaseous state of water, not a liquid. However, you can collect steam inside a bucket by condensing it back into liquid water. This process involves cooling the steam to its dew point, causing it to condense into water droplets that can collect in the bucket. One real-world application where steam is condensed and collected is in steam distillation, a process used in various industries such as essential oil extraction, food processing, and purification of organic compounds. Some people in the Appalachian region of the United States have a very special process related with this too, but that's a little bit more secret and interesting for another time. In steam distillation, steam is passed through a mixture containing the substance to be separated or extracted. As the steam interacts with the mixture, it carries volatile components along with it. The steam, along with the volatile components, is then cooled and condensed back into liquid form. This condensed mixture, which consists of water and the extracted substances, can be collected in a receiving vessel, like a bucket. While the bucket itself may not be the primary collection vessel in large-scale industrial operations, the principle remains the same. Steam, condensed, collected, and then able to extract valuable substances from the mixtures. This demonstrates how steam can be effectively collected for practical purposes, albeit in a more controlled and specialized environment. But back on the construction site, the idea of sending a new coworker to fetch a bucket of steam, it's a classic joke. It's one of the better ones you'll ever hear. It's a playful way to initiate them into the team and see how they handle unexpected or unusual tasks. In reality, there's no practical purpose or possibility of filling a bucket with steam on a construction site. It's simply a humorous tradition in some workplaces. These are Interesting Things with JC.